Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Scientists and agribusiness representatives from around the world will wrap up the three-day Corn Utilization and Technology Conference today in Louisville. As we reported Monday, the event is sponsored by the National Corn Growers Association to promote future advancements of corn-based products, creating demand for product. Those advancements, says the group's research director, Rick Vierling, will come in all sizes.
Not everything can make the big splash, so to speak, or be as large as ethanol or high fructose corn syrup or some of these other products that come from traditional dry and wet mills. I think a lot of these products in the future are going to be much smaller scale. And so to make a real impact on the corn price and keep that price of corn up, we're going to have more of these smaller, our niche market products.
I recall 2 years ago when corn-based dinnerware was being made. He says that's still being developed, perfected, and items like it will move demand forward.
There is a lot of that, and I think they're making cups and plates and all these other products out of corn. And we're going to continue to do that, and that's going to expand. But it's going to be a minor component of a much larger focus on getting dozens of products to market rather than just trying to hit one or two big home runs.
Next, a look at some of the challenges. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Back to this week's Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, wrapping up today, on research development challenges with, for example, biodegradable trash bags. The National Corn Growers Research Director, Rick Vierling, says the end product will need not only be practical, but affordable.
We are advancing that technology to make these products that are biodegradable and biorenewable. But truthfully, right now, sometimes it's a cost issue. We have to improve our process, and that only comes through research and improve our product so that we can be cost competitive. So that's part of the research also. Just because you can make a product, it still has to be cost competitive, and it has to have the same qualities. So, you know, it's a continual process to not only do the research for new products, but also make sure that those products are competitive in the marketplace.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.